Fifi, Fab and Byron.
Bread Energy, the only energy retailer certified to use the famous green and gold Australian made logo. Support Aussie owned and operated.
101.9.
This is the Fox.
Beautiful days, and Fev, as we're sort of creeping out a little bit more, obviously still in lockdown, but parents with kids spending a lot more time at parks.
Yeah, they've been full.
And we're exploring parks outside, within 5 kilometres. That came out wrong. No, but I'm trying to mix it up, like, because we've got about 4 parks that are in walking distance, so yeah. We're really lucky.
One's about 5.2 k's out.
No, none of 5.2 k's. But we did go within the 5 kilometres yesterday to a new park.
Oh, yes. How good's a new park? Good fun.
Yeah, it is, because as a parent, particularly with toddlers and baby, Daisy's a baby. She doesn't even really get. She sort of sits on the sawdust and looks at things.
Yeah.
She doesn't really want to get involved.
Which is easy for you.
Good. Yeah, that bit's easy. But we went to this park, and I went, "Oh, it's got a whizzy diz." And
none of
the parks we've got in our area have these whizzy dizzes. Mm. So I had to sit on it with her because she's 15 months old. And Trix got on too, and then Trix got the wheel. It's like the teacups, the teacup ride, if you know, familiar with Disneyland. Yeah. So you start spinning it round, and Trix just really went spinning.
Oh, no.
And Daisy looked like she was loving
it. I loved it.
She looked like she was tripping, like her eyes were spinning in the back of her head. She's like, "Wow, this is
magic
amazing."
Mushroom.
But I suddenly went, "Trix, stop!" And I hadn't been.
Please tell me you fell over.
No, couldn't even get up. I couldn't move. Fev, I was so nauseous. Like, that was back to pregnancy nausea. Because I get motion sickness. So, you know, I get car sick, I get boat sick, I got all of that. Why did I do that? And I'm not kidding. I sat there for half an hour. I couldn't move. I actually couldn't. At one stage, and then suddenly somebody looked at me and I went, "Oh, I haven't even got a mask on," because I couldn't breathe.
Did someone get you some Mountain Dew?
No. Why? Oh, that was when I was pregnant. When I was pregnant, I drank a lot of Mountain Dew.
You were nauseous.
But no, I think those whizzy dizzes, like, you know how people...
No, they're not fun.
But why are they even in parks?
No, they shouldn't be in parks.
They shouldn't be in parks. Because even, if like, adults like me who get sick on them, but kids, they think they're having fun until the next minute they've brought up their milkshake.
Boom, they're straight over. Because we've got a park where it's one like that, but you have to push it around. So an adult or a kid has to push it. So Toby always grabs onto it because she's a daredevil, and the kids go on it, and I run around, push everyone around.
Yes.
And because I get motion sickness, so I do about 5 or 6 laps, and I'm half drunk.
Yes.
And then I'm done. I'm done at the park. I feel sick for the next 20 minutes.
You're right. So but you know how everyone's always campaigning to get things taken out of parks and the PC brigade get around all
that
no balloons in parks. No whizzy dizzies.
Yeah, no whizzy dizzies.
Get rid of those.
Yeah, they're done.
What about you? Because I was trying to solve your problem. You were taking Toby to the sand pit, and she didn't have any sand pit
stuff. She didn't have any. So I took her back yesterday because we threw a few of our toys out just because it was cluttering up. So we put them down in the garage, and Alex found a bucket and spade, an old one.
Wow.
Bang. So she had a bucket.
What happened to my pots and pans?
Well, I didn't go because I was embarrassed and I didn't want to take a pot and pan.
All you had to take was some.
And pot and pan's dangerous because, you know, some of those kids can run around
plastic
and pick
bowl.
It up.
You could have just taken some plastic bowls and spatulas from the kitchen and she would have had just as much fun.
Well, I could have, but we had one and she played for an hour yesterday, loved it. But then I took her to the next park when I pick up Lulu with the slides. And I don't know, she's got a bit of ADD. I don't know where she gets that from. But she was a bull out of gate. Bang, took off and ran, and she tripped over because she was running so fast. She couldn't keep, her legs were going too fast.
Yeah.
Bang, straight into dirt, cut all her face, her cheek. Had a mouthful of dirt, but she didn't want to cry because if she cried, she knew it was all over. So I was going to toughen up. No, I didn't say that.
101.9 The Fox.
Big day Sunday, Melbourne. Dan will step up to that press conference. Most of us will have stopped our lives, not that we were doing much anyway, in our lounge rooms to find out what restrictions will be eased. Now, this will be probably the 110th time he's faced a press conference.
It's more like Boxy, whatever we're watching will be interrupted by his press conference.
Correct.
Because that's what happens.
But you know what? I'm hanging out for this. This is the big one. This is, do we see our mums and dads? Do
what
we see our friends?
Wear?
Do we... what's he going to wear? A suit?
You reckon suit?
Oh, it's too warm for North Face.
Yeah,
that's
North
not happening
Face,
anymore.
No tie, collar out, suit.
Definitely no tie. It's a Sunday.
Yeah.
It'll be a relaxed vibe. I think it will be a shirt with a jacket over the top.
Oh,
there we go.
That
How's
means
that?
Bad business.
No. Well, let's be honest. It's bad. It's not fun to be Dan Andrews right now. So everything's bad for him. But this is another press conference, Fev. He's done them all.
This
we know.
One.
We know all our Danisms. And what we love to do here on the show is celebrate you guys, Melbourne, talking like a Dan.
It's time to talk like a damn as best as you can. Talk like a damn elbow.
Get on the beers. Get some of
your... Thanks for joining us for the daily briefing. First things first.
That wasn't the one I was looking for.
We're good to go. First things first.
He was looking for get on the beers.
Get on the beers. What else have you got there?
Okay, here we go.
You won't be able to go to the pub because the pub is shut. That doesn't mean you can have all your mates round to home and get on the beers. That's not appropriate.
What are you hoping goes, Boxy, on Sunday?
These are the everything? No, do you know what? I am genuinely hoping you can have people into your house, so you can go into other people's houses. And this is likely that the pundits, the political pundits in the media are saying they think that that one is likely to be lifted.
Oh,
they think
good.
That we'll be able to have maybe... up to 10 people in public at
grand
in
final
a public
week, which is good
outcome, or in the home up to 5 people from one household. Again, we're just speculating.
Yeah.
Please don't take anything we're saying
as
verbatim. But that's what I really hope.
Yeah, I just want to hang out with my family. That's all I want.
You hang out with your family all day?
No. My extended family,
same.
Like my mum and dad and my brother and my nieces.
Oh, so do I. Think about how long it's been since kids have seen their grandparents. Like, I think that one. I actually think he will move that one because that's what we need to connect with our family
and
friends.
And also for the following Saturday to be able to have a party because it's grand final day.
Well, you see, I'd use the word party loosely. Let's say gatherings.
Couple of cashews.
Because the minute you say party, people assume grand final.
Couple of breakfasts, couple of lunches.
I can almost give you a Danism without... doubt he will say in this press conference, that doesn't mean you have a party. You know, 5 people in your house 100%. From one household, but no one's to have a party.
Well, it's going to be a big weekend, Boxy.
It is.
Hopefully, in all seriousness,
we'll
there was 2 cases today, which is a great result, Melbourne.
And
Victoria,
no deaths.
Well
so
done.
2 cases we're down to.
That's amazing.
And you'd think that may impact. I mean, I know we look at the rolling numbers, but you would think that would.
Put that down, wouldn't it?
Yes.
We're not good with numbers.
Hey,
but...
can we go to some calls? I'm just going to ask for Ash to come on. Are you there, Ash?
Ash. Morning, how are you?
Good, Ash. Would you like to do your best Dan Andrews?
It's time for Victoria to get on the beers.
You got yourself an air fryer, Ash.
Well done, mate. Thanks, guys. You guys rock.
That was the best.
Hope
another
he does
one?
Say
Who
that.
Else can we speak to?
John in Craigieburn. You there, mate?
Yes.
Yeah.
Hey, John, have you got your Dan Andrews impersonation?
Yes, I have, yes. Fev, just get on the beers. The 5-kilometre distant rule is going to continue. So, Fev, stay home and stay drinking and get on the VBs, mate.
You know what? I love, and John, I really hope. I hope Dan is specific enough to make that specific.
Imagine
to
if he
you.
Just says, Fev, it's Brownlow night Monday.
Well,
get on the beers.
I actually feel like either John or Dan has eavesdropped in the studio because the fun thing you've said to me all day is I'm getting on it today.
Because I've made a conscious decision not to drink during the week.
Which is a wonderful thing.
Which is a wonderful thing because it was becoming a problem. And Alex and I have been really looking forward to today because as soon as I get home, bang!
But you get home at 9:30.
So what? It's 12 o'clock somewhere.
101.9 The Fox.
And we are joined now by one of Fox's greats, one of Melbourne's great, the DD Dunleavy. DD, hello.
Hello. Hello, you two. I miss you both.
Oh, we miss you. DD.
DD. I mean, for anybody who hasn't been in, I guess, lived in Melbourne, grown up in Melbourne, known Melbourne for this 40 years that we're celebrating, DD, you were such a big part of this radio station. Of course, you and Grubby. Grubby and DD for breakfast. Dee Dee, what year did you, because I was always listening to you in the car on the way to school. What year did you start? What was the decade?
Well, I started in 1986 and I think finished up at the very end of the 90s, end of 1998. And what you said just then is one of the most common things people say to me about those years at Fox, because everyone listened to the Fox then. Mm. So I get people telling me, you drove me to school, or, you know, you were with me on the way to school. And then the other most common thing people say is they remember when Bonnie was born, which was 1995.
Is that now that no one listens to the Fox, DD? Because I'm on here.
Oh, Fev, come on, don't drop.
Is that what you mean by that? When everyone used to listen to the Fox.
Sook.
Now no one listens to the Fox. That's okay, I get it.
No, but, I mean, you've got to understand there was one less radio station. I won't name your rivals, but there was one less FM station at the time. And Fox literally owned Melbourne. Mm. And I don't know if you guys remember in the early 90s, sort of to late 80s, early 90s, we used to have this thing called Sky Show at Albert Park Lake. Do you remember that?
Sort of. It does ring a bell.
I
never
like
went.
Five.
Yeah. Oh God! Stop making me feel old.
Yes. No. I just don't remember that bit. I remember how green was my cactus.
Mum's here. Well, so it was. Everyone would come to Albert Park Lake. We would set up and actually do the show on the edge of Albert Park Lake. But we would have, you know, 300. I think one year there was about 360,000 people all sitting around the edge of the lake, and everyone would bring their. This is in the days when people had transistor radios. We would bring our and boom boxes. You know, everyone would bring their radio, tune it to the Fox, and then the fireworks would go off in sync with the. On the Fox. It was unbelievable. They were incredible days.
We should bring that back. That actually sounds really
good. We're not allowed to
do it.
We're not allowed to go anywhere.
We can't at the moment. What about, Dee Dee, take us back to breakfast radio in the you know, mid to late 80s, early 90s. What are the changes? Like, was that when they started wanting you to do crazy things on the radio? Like, what was the most bizarre thing you did? Was it, you know, rooftop weddings or running nude around Albert Park Lake?
Yeah. Look, I think you guys perfected that stuff. We sort of started it, but I think we were small fry compared to what you guys do now. A lot of stuff was quite not PC. I remember being asked once to go and do a broadcast from, it was a delivery place and they wanted, and 200 men worked there. I don't think they had any women working there, those were the guys. And they wanted me to do the show naked.
No, they didn't.
Wow. How did
which
it go?
I politely declined to do. But I remember at one stage going up, so we had a thing where we wanted people to spell out the words Fox in their gardens. And we went up in a blimp, you know, like in one of those dirigibles. Yeah. I remember being in it with Barry Bissell, and then we were looking down, flying over Melbourne and looking for people to have spelled out Fox, which I remember saying, gosh, there's a lot of X's everywhere. And then we realised that was people's washing lines. It was the Hills voice.
That's very
so good.
I mean, they were crazy days. And I just feel like when I think back on those years, you know, those years at Fox, I loved so much. It was like it was a big party and I don't remember doing work. I must have done some. But I just remember the fun. And I remember someone saying to me once, back then, because Fox, you know, was always just so massive in the ratings. And I hope that doesn't sound like I'm bragging. It wasn't me. It was the station and it was the vibe. And someone said to me, you can hear on air the smiles in the it was true because we were just such a fun bunch of people and we all got on and had such a good time. And I hope it came across on air.
Oh, it did. Of course it did. We loved it. I mean, I loved it. I've said, you know, we're friends. I tell you this all the time, how important you were for me personally getting into radio here in Melbourne. And Feb, Feb constantly reminds me because we often have a little bit of a, I guess, an argument between us who's closer to Dee Dee. And he often reminds me that he worked with you. You did work, well, you were working with Grubby, but Feb would pop in once a week. I don't know.
Twice. Mate, I was there.
What were the challenges working with Feb, Dee Dee?
Well, I'm just wondering whether he's told you about the first time we met because I wasn't very nice.
She hated me. She was really rude.
Well, funnily enough, Feb, you came with a little bit of baggage. There was a lot of rumours, which I just wanted to ask him for myself first up when I met him how much of all those stories, which I know you guys have talked about and covered, and I just want to know how much wasn't. And it didn't take very long for me and for Grub to realise what a good guy you are. Feb is a handful. I don't know how you manage him, Fifi. He was, when I think about him, I think of Feb as like a puppy, you know, just always poking things and showing me stuff. And I think Feb got me onto Twitter. I'd never joined Twitter before. And he got me onto Words with Friends, which actually.
We used to play each other?
Yeah. So whatever happened there, was I beating you too often?
No. Well, I reckon it ended last year. And you're too good.
Yeah.
He's a handful, though, Dee Dee. I did just ask him to go and have a nap on the beanbag before. So, I mean.
He's fun.
Trouble. Yeah. We did. I loved working with you. Loved it. And That wasn't a Fox. We won't go over those days, will we?
We're at a different station, but that's okay. We're all going
to
start somewhere.
Lovely. And I imagine for a lot of people listening right now to hear DD back on the Fox, it's so wonderful and so nice to speak to you. And thank you for coming in and, well, like, coming on. We would have had you in person if we could, but it's just so good to hear your voice.
Oh, I'm genuinely flattered and thrilled to be asked, you know, and Grubby and I were kind of, you know, people know us from those days at Fox and we still work together at 3AW. Going to get a plug in, 3AW, yeah, 2 or 3, all right. Afternoon host.
Haven't you dropped him? You've dropped Grubby, haven't you?
I haven't dropped him. No, he's actually on my show today at 1 o'clock. He does a regular spot on
your show. That's what I mean, on your show.
We're still the best of friends. We talk all the time. So, but
tell
listen, absolutely thrilled to be part of it, and happy 40th, Fox. Still love the station. Still a fan, and go guys.
Oh, we love you,
DD. We love DD. She's the best. Her and Grubby are the nicest people ever. Like, I love them.
I am sitting here, you know.
Melbourne's 101.9, the Fox.
And what's been wonderful this week is celebrating 40 years of the Fox, the highlights, the fun, the people who are part of the show. We've got DD Dunleavy coming up within the next hour. And she, of course, was the queen of the airwaves on the Fox back in the 80s and I think early 90s even. So we're going to chat with her very soon. But Fev, personally, I've been reminded, and producers have been working behind the scenes to get things that I've been here for a number of years now.
You've been here for like
10.
10,
no, but nine, actually.
But with SCA, which is our company, for nearly half of the...
You're right.
Because
Triple M
the queen.
Also is owned by the company, and I was there for another 10 years. So,
You are the furniture that we sit on.
Well, I've been around here for a bit. But one of the moments that Leon Shergren has drawn to my attention, our executive producer, was a moment... It was about 7 years ago, because Trixie's now seven, I was pregnant, and I should say heavily pregnant. And Jules and I on the drive show, Fifi and Jules with Byron was in the show too, we used to do these things called blackout challenges.
Yeah.
Now, blackout challenges, you would put a blackout your eyes with a blindfold. You would have noise-canceling headphones. And then the producers, like Leon, who was producing Fifi and Jules, he would... take me somewhere, and I didn't know where I was going. So on this morning, I reckon I was about 8 months pregnant, really ready to pop. And he put the blindfold on me, put me in a car, drove me somewhere. I didn't know where I was going. Dangerous doing that
to a pregnant woman.
Well, I know. Actually,
you wouldn't be able to do that now.
A few months before that, when I was about 6 months pregnant, he took me to a brothel.
Oh, wow.
It was a swingers party.
Well, it was a swingers party.
I don't think he really cares about your...
Fair. Wow. And also, paparazzi took photos of him ushering me into a swingers party.
Wow.
So
was it fun?
No, I didn't. I just didn't want to be there. I just talked to some swingers and then left. I don't know. Ask Leon. And well, you'll have a big question for Leon in a second because he ushered me. I didn't know where I was going. The next minute, I was put into a hotel. We were in a hotel.
Mm-hmm.
It was a hotel room. I was put into the bed. I was lying down on a bed in a hotel room in the dark with a blindfold.
Wow.
The lights were off too, which seemed unnecessarily dark. And next to me was a... nearly naked David Hasselhoff.
Oh my God, the hop.
He was under the doona. He had just jocks on. And then we're going to play out. It creeps me out to think about this. But let's listen to how I reacted to discovering I had a near naked David Hasselhoff lying next to me.
Why don't you stay?
That was beautiful. What's happening? Who's this? Who are you?
He didn't pop right there and then.
I know. Well, it was a bit of a shock. But what you couldn't really hear, but you can see in the video, when there was a video of this, Byron and Jules and Leon were in the back room, and suddenly, like, once I realised it was the Hoff, surely that's the joke over.
Yeah.
No, the Hoff kept touching, rubbing my belly, stroking my head.
Twice.
And those boys ran from the next hotel room because, Leon, you hadn't thought that bit through.
Well, no, in my defence, and can I point out as well, we never asked him to take his clothes off. When I was talking to him originally, I said, she's going to wake up and you're going to be in bed, maybe, you know, serenading her. But he went, okay, and just started taking his pants off. And I was like, David, you don't need to do that. He goes, no, I'm happy to do this. And then, yeah, so we didn't realise that next door we were watching on a camera that he would get so handsy.
With a heavily pregnant
I'm
woman.
I'm disgusted in you, Leon, doing that to our friend.
Great content, though.
Look, he's just jealous he wasn't there. You would have loved
what?
That.
Being in bed with a Hoff?
No, we're watching what happened.
I would have loved it.
Yeah.
Red Energy, the only energy retailer certified to use the famous green and gold Australian-made logo. Support Aussie-owned and operated. 101.9. This is the